Good evening. This is Noah Ward reporting from the Giga Mall for the Preconceptions News team. The St. Paul Spaceport has many wonders. The canals, Elfland, the many concourses, and of course the rockets big and small coming up and going down. But perhaps no area of the Space Force has quite the reputation as that of the Giga Mall. Tucked away south of Lake Superior and next to the Elfland Amusement Park, the Giga Mall took more than 17 years from first proposal to that day the first paying customer walked into the multi-leveled complex. The legal wrangling just to get the project started was tremendous. The construction costs were staggering. As a feat of engineering, it rivals the Great Pyramid, the Brooklyn Bridge, and Moonbase Armstrong, and it's larger than all of them put together. 10 levels above ground and 2 levels below, with more than 500,000 shops, restaurants, condos, night spots, information booths, restrooms, public baths, and the world's largest indoor cornfield, and much, much more. Continuously under construction, it's so large that no one figure for its size has proven reliable. There are persistent rumors of hidden levels and secret retail outlets. One of the non-secret stores is the Anchovy Pizza Place. With me is owner and manager Hillary Fremont. Welcome to Shockwave, Ms. Fremont.
Hello. How many slices do you want?
Well, none at the moment. Maybe later.
We get a lot of that. Well, take your time.
Is that all you sell here? Anchovy pizzas?
Oh, yes. We have a corner on the specialty trade. If you want anchovies on your pizza, this is the place.
Hence the name,
the Anchovy Pizza Place. Right. Plus, we have 84 other ingredients you can add to your anchovy pizza, from 6 different cheeses, to black olives, to bananas, to bratwurst, to pomegranates, to venison,
Every pizza has anchovies.
Well, yes, that's our gimmick.
Does every pizza have to have the salty fish?
We'll make pizzas without anchovies if the customer insists, but there's an extra charge.
Undoubtedly. Well, how's business?
Some people said anchovies weren't worth their salt, and I would be just so much paste, but I was hooked and put both feet in the water with relish. Now the tide has turned, and I don't have to work for scale.
I see. In other words, it's quite a caper.
Why?
So tell us about working in the Giga Mall. Do you commute far?
Oh, I live here.
You live in the mall?
Yeah, just 2 stops on the roller coaster. Level 8, north by northwest section, near the Big Beaver. I love it. If I'm feeling in a perky mood, I can take the long way back home and ride the roller coaster all the way through the Giga Mall and out into Elfland and back in past the cornfield. Otherwise, I just take the express.
Do you ever get out?
Why would I want to leave? I have everything here. Food, work, play, entertainment, everything. This place is larger than most cities. Heck, it's larger than some countries. I do all my shopping here, and some of the stores will even trade for pizzas.
There are other parts of life than shopping.
Oh, bite your tongue. Seriously, without going more than 3 levels from home or work, I can do all my banking, visit a doctor, make out my will, or fight City Hall. Most of my friends work in the mall, and anyone I want to see eventually comes here. We get space pilots and XT passengers and tourists from all over the world. Sometimes I see them here at the shop, and sometimes I just help them find their car.
Speaking of space pilots, while the Giga Mall is away from most of the major arrival and departure sites, there are a few ancillary pads near here. Some of the heavy cruisers still generate those pesky time booms. Does reliving parts of your life over again bother you much?
Heck no, I get to sell the same slice of pizza twice, sometimes more. I love the spaceport.
Okay, but do you ever leave?
Yeah, sometimes I get out of the mall and take in the rest of the spaceport. Leisurely canal ride down to Cheese Henge, a submarine ride back up. Me and the family can visit any of the big concourses and have a grand old time. Elfland is right down the road, so we go on the rides a lot.
Tell us about your family. Do they like it here?
Oh, sure. Hubby Andrew is an air traffic controller in the upper parking area. There's lots of stress, but the pay is good, and he gets first crack at the happenings coupons books. My oldest is in college, and she's going to Green Bay Extension College right down on level 3 here in the mall, majoring in waste management, so she'll have a guaranteed job when she graduates.
Yeah, that's a good question. What happens to all the garbage and solid waste from a place this big? Where do you put it all?
Well, she won't say. Apparently it's some big state secret. Anyway, my other 2 kids are in high school. They love the shopping and all the places they can hang out without actually leaving the neighborhood. That's one of the advantages of running a pizza place. My kids hang out here so I can keep an eye on them.
They like anchovy pizzas?
They better. That reminds me, have you made your mind up yet? What can I get you?
Well, okay, I'm game. I'll have a slice of the number 12 Giga Special.
Good choice. Double anchovies, extra cheese, and rose hips. Anything to drink?
I'll have an anchovy cinnamon malt.
With extra fennel?
Of course.
Order up. Here you go.
Not bad. Well, this is Noah Ward sending you back.
The Gigamall began when they first built it. It was about 1.5 miles on a side, and it has 5 sides. It has also been under constant construction ever since the first shovelful was thrown, so no one is quite sure how big it is now or how many shops are in it. It's also 10 levels high plus 2 below ground levels for support services. And there are several places where the mall is open from 3 levels high to 8 levels high all at once. And there are 2 places where it's open to all 10 levels. One of them is the main part of the roller coaster, which we passed earlier, which actually has a high curve almost 2 levels above the roof. And that's the part where just after it comes in from Elfland. The other is the shaft of the Gladiator, which is the glider elevator ride. But we'll talk a little more about that later. I'm down here with all the rest of the folks now. I've arrived, so we're going to tell you about some of the other things that are available to you here. We're standing right now right underneath the statue of the unrepentant shopper, which is, well, it's right outside, actually, the door to the only indoor-outdoor baseball field. Guys, what else has been happening around here? What have you seen that you especially liked?
Well, it's been pretty busy. I can see why they called it the Gigamall. I mean, it looks really like a billion of the standard malls that you just see out there that have, you know, 100 or 200 parking spaces and a grocery store or a hardware store or something like that. And mm-hmm. your standard mm-hmm. corner mall, there was in the Kilo Mall, sometimes called Southdale, and the Mega Mall, sometimes called the Mega Mall, and now the Gigamall. And there's even within this Gigamall, we have a lot of these mini malls, little vending machines. And I keep seeing little Pico malls that people have in their pocket. And uh-huh. I just think it's incredible.
Carrying around a lot of belt pack Pico malls, I've seen.
I think they just open their coats and ask you if you want to watch or something.
If you want to peek.
Maybe we should tell them the ISO unit of the mall, just to make sure that they understand what we're talking about here. The term mall does have a very specific meaning according to the International Standards Organization.
Mm-hmm. And it has to have a major grocery store or a hardware store. It has to have 1 to 3 fast food restaurants, 0 to 2 real restaurants. It has to have the 3 things that Minnesotans need in an emergency. If it's starting to snow and it looks like it's going to be 2 feet, you have to have at least a grocery store, a liquor store, and a video store, 150 to 200 parking spaces, and at least 2 specialty stores for specialties that no one would ever go into. And that's a standard mall.
Like pet grooming or clock repair.
Yeah, or...
clock grooming, I think.
And, you know, record uh-huh. stores. Not CD stores, but record stores. No one really visits them anymore.
Yeah.
And there's some variation, of course, but that's the standard mall that you see, you know, several places around. And while the Gigamall isn't precisely a billion of them, because, frankly, no one really knows how big it is, or it's always under construction.
Yeah, it's like the old Winchester place, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right, out in Fremont, California.
Yeah.
And it's actually very much like that, except they sell things. And there are all sorts of things, the giant neon ATM card.
I love that. It's beautiful. In fact, that was where I got this hat. I don't know if you've been watching the hat here with the different colored neon things changing on it.
I didn't want to say anything because it's flashing your PIN number. So you're going to have to get that changed.
Okay, I'll have to get that fixed. There is a switch in the back that's supposed to remind you for that. There's also a switch there that changes it from 16 colors to 256 colors or to 16 million colors. Mm-hmm. But the 16 million colors one flashes so slowly because it just doesn't have a big enough processor in it. Mm-hmm. So I always keep it at 256.
Oh, did you upgrade your hat then?
No, I haven't had a chance to yet. Oh, okay. That was I just got the thing, you know, here at the ATM card.
Okay.
Anyway, I did swipe a news fax from one of the offices at the Gigamall and found that there are a few little problems that they have going on. There is a problem of squatter malls, apparently. These are little malls on wheels that attach themselves to various ends of the concourses and bring in unsuspected customers who think they are going into another part of the Gigamall and instead wander into these smaller malls serving shoddier merchandise that then roll away somewhere else. I understand they're keeping an eye on this problem. The other thing is there are still numerous reports of people wandering away and not coming back for a number of days, so the Gigamall has hired a group of Sherpas
who are our expert at clambering all over the mall and finding those people who are lost or whose batteries have run out on their homing devices on their wrists. And the third item, which is, I must say, one of the most intriguing, is that there have been reports of sightings of a strange humanoid creature with glazed eyes and said to have a hide of plastic scales. People in the mall have named this critter Malter, and have put up little signs all over, have you seen Malter and whatnot. I understand there are little cults forming around the sightings of this critter. Even cryptobiologists have been contacted concerning this phenomenon, but they deny that it could be any new lost species of Homo sapiens. Still, the rumors persist, and this is going to be a fascinating trend to watch.
That's sort of bizarre. So, Phil, what do you have here?
Yes, Phil time here again with a report about the Gladiator. One way to move between levels at the Giga Mall is by using the Gladiator. First, you check out your plastic glider suit and wings at the counter and put it on. And here we have Ellen Gons going to try it for us.
Oh, boy. Okay. Here we go.
Then you go into what's called the tube.
Open that door.
The tube is a cylinder about 50 meters across with huge fans at the bottom and at the top that create constant, slowly swirling updrafts. With your suit on, you just jump off the ledge and spread your wings and glide up or hold them in and glide down to whatever level you want.
I have a bad feeling about this, but see you on level 9!
bye. You can return the suit at the counter on that new level. Most people do this early before they're carrying a lot of packages, of course. The strong winds in the tube also serve as a major part of the air circulation system of the Giga Mall, forcing old air out through the roof and allowing fresh conditioned air in.
Well, speaking of fresh air, we're going to have to leave. And it's been a lot of fun. We're going to have to leave the air, that is. We're still going to be here at the mall because, frankly, I don't know how to get out. And so we're just going to be here for a while, and we'll be sending you back to the station where Tuesday's spoken word will hopefully be there. I don't know, that's in a completely different state now.
I think we can get out. I left a trail of popcorn.
I don't think that's going to work, but we'll see. So we'd like to thank you all for listening, and be sure and listen next time. This is indeed KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and you're riding the Shockwave.
Thank you.